Hello, and welcome to this Bloodstream Mini for February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. So we thought it would be kind of fun to take a look at Valentine's Day from a Bloodstream Media lens. Well, Patrick, what does that mean? I have no idea. But what we decided it means is that it would be a lot of fun to bring onto the podcast Avra Friedman. Avra has done, oh my goodness, I have no idea how many different things with Believe over the years, but there's one program, one project, one mission she's on. How would you describe it? Mission, project, program, Avra?
Yeah, I would say combination of project and mission. Those are two strong words that seem to fit.
Called All My Single Friends, half live dating app, half live comedy show. She's been doing it for, I feel like, almost as long as I've known you, or how long have
you
been doing
it? Yeah, 4 years, like since I've been in LA. It's so crazy.
And it's kind of, well, it's very unique, and it's the most Valentine's Day aligned thing that we have going on here that we thought would be a lot of fun to let the audience know. So Avra, first of all, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. Great to be on it.
I think this is the first time your voice has been here live, not
actually,
a pre-recorded.
So true. Like, I've done a couple ad recordings, but I've never been the guest of choice. So this is thrilling.
The guest of choice, Avra Friedman, which is actually kind of odd considering just how much performance and comedy is a part of your life. Being a guest on things is not something uncommon for you, but you haven't been a guest on the Bloodstream podcast yet.
I have not. So this is great. Yeah.
So we could talk about a lot of things, but I want to talk about All My Single Friends. So
okay, sure.
Let's just start with, what is All My Single Friends?
Sure. So All My Single Friends, as you had it before, is half comedy show and half what we call live dating app. In other words, it's also a singles event. Do you have an immediate question?
I have so many questions.
Avra's
going to watch me make a lot of faces while I ask her questions. What exactly is a dating event? Like, what does that even look like? For starters.
So would you like me to explain how the show works?
Yeah, that would be really helpful.
Okay, sure. Yeah. So basically, most people that come to the show are single, but we are open to people that are not single. That means in a relationship, married, confused, maybe,
confused.
Because there's a lot of confusion out there about what are we. It's also a great place to bring the person of the what are we variety, because then you're like, oh, maybe we'll have to get some answers, because when people arrive, they have to state whether they are single or taken, as we call it.
Okay.
And if they're single, they get a name tag with a number on it. And if they are taken, they get a sticker that says taken.
Mm. So what do the taken people do?
So basically what happens is the single people have the opportunity to put their name in a hat and potentially be interviewed on stage.
Okay.
They also, everyone is allowed to submit questions that me and my co-host and co-producer and co-everything who I started the show with, we interview single people throughout the show. And in between that, we have some of LA's top comedians, actually bi-coastal comedians, so comedians from everywhere that are currently in LA. They do sets. And a lot of times it's a lot about dating, and we don't require that, but just that's kind of where people's material comes from. Even if like they have a husband or a wife or a partner, or they're just hooking up with people, it's sort of like we get to know them through that. So that's
right,
really fun.
Right. That is fun.
We also have free tequila shots.
Oh, that probably loosens things up.
That helps people throughout the process. Yeah. And then we tell people throughout the night, keep track of the numbers. So the name tags with the numbers of the people you're interested in. And at the end of the night, they give that list to us of, oh, I was into 5, 7, and 9. And the next day, 5, 7, and 9 get an email being like, congratulations, you were spotted at All My Single Friends. John
wow.
Smith, john@smith.com, blah, 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 phone number, was into you. Would you like us to give them your info, or you can reach out or stalk them on Instagram, do whatever you like, and they kind of take it from there, or we do sometimes.
Or you do sometimes. So you'll even play the matchmaker from that
oh,
point
yes.
forward?
Oh, yes, because some people will go, oh, yeah, give them my info, and it's like, oh, okay, we'll continue to keep the ball rolling.
What's one situation that you found yourself getting into that you never would have opted to get into in the first place, but...
Oh, interesting. Well, I mean, not even necessarily in that way, but one time we called up two different numbers to be interviewed on stage. So uh-huh. we interviewed 2 or 4 people at a time, and I called up a guy, and then I called up a girl, and the girl walked up on stage and started making out with the guy.
Okay.
So that's an unforgettable experience that does not happen every show.
She may have already had the tequila shot.
Yes, definitely. Yes. I don't know if they had had a moment before, but he seemed very shocked when she sort of just proposed that upon him. So
yeah, you probably
and
don't
I was
need to
just
email.
On the stage standing there being like, oh,
What sure. do I do with this?
Okay, yeah. So that's a situation I never in my life thought I would be in. And here I was. Yeah.
Los Angeles, it just brings about so many unexpected things.
Truly. And we get such a variety of people. And I think just one of the major things is, because when we were creating it, we were like, well, how are we going to make people? We don't want it to be too speed dating-y or too forceful. Like, yeah. you, go ahead over here. You have to talk to this person, or make it sort of like a pressure situation. But I think one of the amazing things that we learned, even just from doing the first show 4 years ago, is that so much happens when people enter a room and you're labeled with the thing that you came in as. You're labeled single. So it's not this type of thing where, like, you know, you could meet people at a bar, but how do you know if they're single? I mean, I've talked to somebody who 3 minutes later was like, you have to meet my wife. And I thought we were hitting it off. So that's right. confusing. And, you know, that happens to people all the time. So I think it just speaks volumes that when you say, look, I'm here, I'm single, I'm wearing it on my shirt, I'm saying it out loud, and you're seeing everyone else who said, I am too, it takes the wall kind of down between two people, because it's like, I'm available to yeah. be talked to. I'm available to see if there's a connection here and interest.
Yeah, you've put yourself out there like that. So yes. it does just kind of immediately take down some barriers.
Yeah. And therefore, people meet without even having to email us later. Like, I've just seen people at the show be like, oh, I was going to write down your number. Oh, I was going to write down your, well, why don't we just skip that step? So, like, let's friend each other on Instagram, whatever, you know, there's all the different things. So, and we've had people go on a date straight from the show, just like, oh, what are you doing after this? Or, and even like, there's a big need for community in LA, I feel like, since living here, and even just friends, and having friends leads to also being in a relationship, because it's meeting friends of friends, and
totally.
That happens all the time. So
Why did you start the show in the first place?
Oh, sure. So me and my producing partner, Dahlia, who I mentioned before, we were both doing stand-up in LA. And we were like, oh, we want to start a show. That's kind of the next step if you are doing stand-up, basically.
Right, okay.
But we were like, what will make somebody come to our show when there's a million shows every night in LA? It's like, why ours?
Right.
And it was kind of at the height of the online dating epidemic, if you will, because it's a difficult sort of thing. We really thought there was a need for community in LA and friendships, and how to meet someone that's not on an app where it's like you're just swiping through people posing in front of a like mirror at the gym. Like, it's
right.
that's not really like helpful or conducive to meet somebody.
No.
So we kind of combined what we were doing is stand up, and what a great way for people to like laugh with other people and just not be so, this is all about dating. It's about stand up and it's fun. And you'd see a comedy show anyways, but then
right.
also the added layer of, and if you want to meet people, whether that's a friend, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a collaborator, a director for your project, a dog walker, like anything can come. I mean, we had somebody meet someone that was looking for a place to go for Thanksgiving. And they're like, oh, well, yeah, I'm just hosting like a Friendsgiving. You can totally come. And like, because of our show, that person had a place to go for Thanksgiving, which is so crazy. So I guess we started it for multiple reasons, and therefore it's become a multiple reasons kind of thing as well.
What has it taught you about dating?
Oh, wow. That's so interesting. I think you can... I just think there's so much more than dating apps. Like, when you're on an app, I think I would have swiped no on people that I have dated, and I'm glad that I've dated, because like, what am I looking at? Again, it's one photo where a person looks different in one photo from the next to the next. And even just like the difference, like I would sometimes go on and on when I used to online date briefly, I would go on a date and I would just see the person walking into the building and somehow, or the restaurant or whatever. And I would somehow already know, like, oh, like, I already know that's not for me. And it's so crazy because all I did was see them take, like, five steps. How can that tell me? And yet it does.
It does. There's an energy. Something's already been given
energy.
Away.
It's like a movement thing. It's, oh, that's how they really move through the world.
I can't be with someone that walks like
I know.
That.
And you can see them from behind and think that. So it's not even like, oh, they used to look better in picture, you know, whatever.
Totally.
So I think just even, like, a second of FaceTime with somebody – yeah, like really makes all the difference, and taught me about the LA community and what we're seeking and what the pros are of dating here and the cons, and kind of also what the pros and cons are of dating everywhere. And it's not that different, because once you start talking to people, like, everyone's like, oh, it's the worst in Kentucky, or it's the worst in St. Louis, or it's the worst, you know. And so it's not like just like, oh, LA's the worst. No, everyone kind of thinks where they are is the worst. But we've made it fun through being able to be in a no pressure situation, and you could meet friends, you could meet other things, you could maybe meet something more, or come back and you could meet somebody more next time. And yeah.
What can people do to interact with the show online? Are there videos?
Oh,
do you
sure.
have web platforms? Or is the show on social media? What can
yes.
people do to find
so,
it?
So we are on Facebook and Instagram primarily. And we post a lot of, we create memes about dating and online dating and dating in LA and dating elsewhere. We post about our comedians because they have a lot of credentials. And
any interesting feedback from comedians that you've had come through?
Oh, I mean, people love performing on the show because I feel like when you go to a lot of shows in LA, it's people that are also comedians or people that are in the industry. And it's very like, this is like a judgment, like an audition, a contest.
Right,
but like
right.
everyone who comes to All My Single Friends is like, ooh, like I want to be here and like laugh and be with the people I'm around.
Yeah,
and they're just kind of like,
energy.
Yes, a different energy, a different excitement. And so the comedians love to do the show and they're always like, oh, have me anytime. And these are people who have been on SNL, who have been on Conan, you know.
Cool. That's fun.
So yeah, so it's cool to be like, we've not gotten like turned down from somebody because they're all like, oh yeah, I have to do that room. Like that's such a fun room and such a fun experience. And there's a lot of great crowd work to be done because
I can imagine
there's a lot of moments. Yes, there's just
a lot
to work with. Yeah,
yeah.
Or especially if the comedians are going second or third, and so much has happened in the room and the interviews already. There's a lot to comment on. Always like, oh my God,
I can have you had an engagement happen?
We had an engagement.
Yeah?
Yes, we did. Yes, that's like one of our biggest.
I was gonna say that feels like a huge.
I know.
Milestone.
Thank
moment.
God. Yes. Yeah. 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 That's
God,
really exciting.
That.
I know. Yeah, we've had kind of like every kind of thing.
How many shows
yeah.
have you done to date? Ballpark.
I guess. 4 times 12 plus 4.
Times four. Yeah. So what? 48. So almost coming up on 200 shows. Between 150 and 200, 4 years at 4 a month?
One a month for 4 years.
1 month for 4 years, so 48 shows.
So, yeah, plus we did 2 in New York, so I guess 50 shows, yeah.
Let me ask
and then we did a couple festivals. We've done in the 50s, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good number.
Yeah.
Is there anything, so people can find All My Single Friends on social media.
Yeah.
Is there anything in 2020 that you are looking forward to or want to make people aware of that All My Single Friends has going on?
We are in development for television, so we're hoping that's a 2020 thing, but Hollywood, welcome. So we just...
It's a process.
I don't know if that's tomorrow or in 10 years,
right.
or I will be the grandmother of a person producing All My Single Friends. You know, we
it
can't
be
really...
a very interesting angle on the show.
Oh, yeah, that would be fascinating. And the world will look a little bit different then, especially with dating, although hopefully in the right direction and not sort of more in the technological direction.
Hopefully, but not guaranteed. We could be dating robots by then, you know?
Oh, my God.
Her could be for real by then.
Oh, no.
So I'm just saying.
I mean, I see that happening, which is really sad. So I'm trying to live in the moment, I guess. That's my goal. Yeah.
One day at a time.
Yeah.
Avra Freeman from All My Single Friends and from Believe Limited, but from All My Single Friends, thank you for sharing a bit with me and with the audience about this this project that's a big part of your life that people
yeah.
wouldn't otherwise know about. So thank you for sharing with us for our Valentine's Day Bloodstream Mini.
Yes. And if you're in Los Angeles, you should come. The show is every third Thursday at the Copper Still in East Hollywood. And you can find us on social media at All My Single Friends.
Thanks, Abs.
Yeah.